From NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. President Obama welcomed Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak to the White House today, thanking Mubarak for his role in the Mideast peace process. He says he is encouraged by the work he's seeing, assisting Palestinians and Israelis to reach a peace agreement. All sides, Mr. Obama says, must take steps toward serious negotiations. Mubarak says Arab states are prepared to help if Israel and Palestinians return to peace talks. News columnist Robert Novak has died. He was 78. Novak suffered from brain cancer. NPR's Jack Zahora reports.
After decades of writing a syndicated column, Robert Novak gained nationwide success when he joined CNN.
Crossfire. On the left, James Carville and Paul Begala. On the right, Robert Novak. And
the show pitted politicians and newsmakers against each other, with Novak and his co-hosts offering their political opinions. Novak's conservative bent irritated liberals. He took pride in it, titling his memoirs The Prince of Darkness. Novak was noted for revealing CIA operative Valerie Plame's identity after Plame's husband said the Bush administration exaggerated Iraq's attempts to get a nuclear weapon. In July, Novak was diagnosed with a brain tumor. He retired days later. Jack Zahora, NPR News, Washington.
Hurricane Bill remains a powerful storm in the Atlantic Ocean. The eastern United States may be spared the storm. The National Hurricane Center says Bill has top sustained winds of 105 miles per hour and is heading northwest. From member station WLRN in Miami, Joshua Johnson reports.
The Hurricane Center expects Bill to run northward. Only the southeastern tip of Massachusetts, including Cape Cod and Provincetown, falls within the so-called cone of uncertainty. Meteorologist John Cangelosi says troughs in the atmosphere are breaking down the steering factors, which would ordinarily bring Bill toward the southeast.
We have a couple of troughs there now, which are moving the system a little bit more north of west, but then we are anticipating a much larger and stronger trough to come towards the east coast of the U.S. Friday and Saturday, and that should allow the system to move northward and definitely allow it to recurve.
The Hurricane Center says Bill could hit Bermuda directly before the week is out. Cangelosi says a Hurricane Hunter aircraft will fly through the storm today for a closer look. For NPR News, I'm Joshua Johnson in Miami.
The federal government says prices at the wholesale level dropped last month. The Labor Department says prices were down nearly a full percentage point. There were dips in the cost of energy and food. The wholesale level of inflation measures the cost of goods before they reach consumers. For the past 12 months, wholesale prices have fallen 6.8%. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 87 points. It's at 9,222. The Nasdaq is up 24 at 1,955. The S&P 500 is up 9. This is NPR. The Taliban is claiming responsibility for suicide car bomb attacks in Kabul, Afghanistan. At least 7 people were killed today and more than 50 were wounded in one attack, one of several today in Kabul. NPR's Jackie Northam reports from Kabul.
The most serious attack happened on the eastern edge of Kabul. A suicide bomber rammed his vehicle, loaded with explosives, into a convoy of Western troops, traveling along a road dotted with international aid and military bases. Among the dead and wounded are UN workers and international soldiers. Earlier in the day, a Taliban rocket landed at the presidential palace in the center of the city. Shortly after, another rocket struck police headquarters. By late afternoon, the streets of the capital were quiet, and there was uncertainty whether today's attacks were the start of a concerted campaign by the Taliban to disrupt Thursday's presidential election. International election monitors fear the attacks would keep Afghans from going to the polling booths. 2 U.S. soldiers were also killed in eastern Afghanistan when their vehicle hit a roadside bomb. 26 American soldiers have been killed so far this month. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Kabul.
Russian divers continue to look for 64 missing victims from an accident in Russia's biggest hydroelectric power plant. An explosion in a turbine room at the plant in southern Siberia collapsed walls in the ceiling, flooding part of the plant and killing at least 12 people. Russian authorities have arrested 8 people suspected of hijacking a ship that's been missing for weeks. The Arctic Sea Freighter was overtaken near Sweden and the crew was forced to sail to West Africa. Maritime analysts are questioning how a ship was hijacked in well-patrolled waters without a single alarm. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News.